Hashem, we're going to prepare for the Yom Tov Aleinu, Abal Toiva, Shavuos, or if you've already experienced Shavuos and looking for a little chizuk to take away something from the Yom Tov, or to remachazik yourself, we're going to take a look at Hashem at a Gemara in Pesachim, and I think is a very impactful message, whether we're approaching Shavuos, we've already experienced Shavuos, but nonetheless, a very impactful message to take away. The Gemara in Pesachim, Samech Chesem Abis. It's the Marmakomos for the parish we're going to see will upload, but the Gemara you can find in Pesachim, Samech Chesem Abis, about 11 lines from the bottom, second word in. It says, Rav Yosef b'yom edatzarta, Rav Yosef in the day of Shavuos. Now, in Torah Shebichsav, in the written Torah, you'll find Shavuos referred to as Yom HaBikurim, Chag HaShavuos. But in Torah Shebal Peh, in Chazal, the Lashon Chachamim, you find Shavuos written as Atzeres. Atzeres, that's a reference to the holiday of the Yom Tov Shavuos. So it says, Rav Yosef b'yom edatzarta, Rav Yosef on the day of Shavuos, Amar to the following, Avidali Iglatilsa. You tell his family, you prepare a suda for me of Iglatilsa, of a calf that's third born, third of the mother, third of the womb. It was one of the choicest meats. He says, prepare for me a suda with the choicest of foods. Amar, why? Amar. Because if not for this day of Matan Torah, how many yoises would there be in the shuk? I'd be just an average Joe. But since we had Klaiso had a day of Matan Torah, I'm set apart. I'm different than the rest. If you take a look, you want to follow along, there's a sefer we're going to see. It's a sefer in Hilchos Pesach, but amongst his parish on Hilchos Pesach, this sefer is called Yeshuas Yaakov. It was written by Yaakov Meshulam Ornstein, who died in 1839. He was a Rav in Lvov. And amongst his parish on the Halachos here, he gives a pshat in his Gemara. He says he sowed and used that to give up pshat in this Gemara. So he says this. If you look in the bottom right, Oz Beis, your master says, and the going on the Kamar the Ramah, there's a minhag to eat dairy foods on paste on Shavuos. He says, we'll start a little bit in. Va'ani amarti, hatam shu be'em is ini matan Torah, shebach hu li yois mitzuvah ba'oiseh, that the whole Indian of Matan Torah, the whole idea of the giving of the Torah, it's a shevach. There's a tremendous shevach in our receiving of the Torah, in order that we have now become mitzvah ba'osa. Now, mitzvah ba'osa means that a person is mitzvah, he's commanded ba'osa, and he performs. To be commanded in a mitzvah and to perform it, that is mitzvah ba'osa. Before Matan Torah, we were not commanded in mitzvos. Only after Matan Torah were we mitzvah, but also we were commanded in mitzvahs in which we then performed. And that's the great shebach of the day of Matan Torah. That's a great praise of the day of Matan Torah, that we have now come, we have now entered into the status of we are commanded in mitzvahs. Shaharei af kodem Matan Torah, hayuchayim lekayim mitzvaysa. Even though we're only commanded in mitzvahs after Matan Torah, it was still shaykh before Matan Torah to perform mitzvahs. The Avram, like Avram, Kayim Kola Torah Koidim Shinasma. Avram Avinu, as the Gemara in Yuma relates, kept the Torah, even Erivitav Shila, even the Durabans, before the Torah was given. So even though it was possible to be Makayim, to keep mitzvos before the Torah was given, it would not have been on a status of Mutsuva Va'osa, on a status of being commanded. Bahatam. The gadol mitzvah va'osa, and what's the greatness of a mitzvah va'osa? What's the big deal that a person now you're commanded versus you're not commanded? What's the big deal? In general, we think that when a person does something without being asked, it's much better. Of course, you did without even being asked, we think that's much better. But no, when it comes to the Torah Hashem, it's far greater when a person does something that Hashem asked him to do than not so. To be mitzvah ba'osa is of a higher stature. Why? The Yetzer Hara is maces a person. The Yetzer Hara incites a person who is commanded in a mitzvah. When Hashem commands a person to do A, B, and C, the Yetzer Hara jumps on that person and tries to convince him otherwise. Don't do it. Adrabba, do an Aveira. Only for a person who is commanded in mitzvahs does the Yetzer Hara jump on and try to trip up and try to trick and try to get to derail him. Only for such a person, Lavor as Dover Ha Shinitstavu. Only for such a person who's commanded in a mitzvah, whose mitzvah also does the Yetzer come and attack. Kishim is Gaber, Ukishim is Gaber. But once that person is Gaber, he's a Gibor. He overcomes. He beats the Yetzer. When a person beats the Yetzer, he's Misgaber, Yetzer, he beats his Yetzer. For such a person, Nikro, he's called, based on the lashon of the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Maitzia Yakar Zoilau. A person is Maitzia. A person, he brings forth Yakar. Honorableness. Person brings out honorability. Mizoilau from glutton. Zoilau is a glutton. You find that by Mansur Mur. A Zoilau is a glutton. Meaning that when a person is Mizgaber and he overcomes his Yetzer Hara, he is now taking a person who is entrapped, who is like a glutton, who goes after all his desires, who just is overcome by his Yetzer Hara. He takes that Yetzer Hara, he takes that status of a glutton, and he makes an honorable mensch. He makes a yakar. He makes an honorable person out of that glutton. He takes him out of that status. He removes him when he overcomes his Yetzer Hara. He becomes an honorable person. When it comes to those things which we're not commanded in, but a person who's not commanded in mitzvos, Yetzer doesn't bother him. He leaves him alone. It's not worth his pay. For such a person who's not commanded in mitzvos, he's able to serve Hashem without a Yetzer Hara, only a Yetzer Tov. He's got all the positive, no negative. And this, like Malachi Sharis said to Hashem, if you look in the sugya in Shabbos, Peches Mabez, discusses over there, the few blocks discuss Matan Torah, the sugya of Matan Torah. It discusses the back and forth there, where the Malachi Sharis said that Hashem, you're the great Torah. Leave it here in Shemayim. Leave it here. Tnei hoidcha la Shemayim. Your hoy, your majesty, the Torah. You keep it in Shemayim. There's only in Shemayim is it roy. Is it roy? Is that a roy place for your Torah? But Heishiv HaKadosh Baruch, when HaKadosh Baruch responded to Moche Sharns, K'nois Yetzahara b'chem. B'nei Adam, Basav Adam, a man of flesh and blood, in this world, he has a Yetzahara. The Iker HaMitzvah Shemitztave HaAdam Lohitzia Yakar Mizal. And a person's here to combat, to overcome that Yetzer Hara in order to Mekayim the Mitzvah Hashem. Ubezeh Martin, he says, with this Yisod, again, with this Yisod, that a person who's commanded in a mitzvah is of a greater stature than a person who's not commanded in a mitzvah. Because the one who's commanded in a mitzvah has to combat the Yetzer Hara. He has to fight the Yetzer Hara because the Yetzer Hara doesn't attack the person who's not commanded. Because it's not worth his time. So for that person who's commanded in a mitzvah, who the Yetzer Hara attacks, but is misgaber, he overcomes, he beats out, he's stronger than his Yetzer Hara. For such a person. So he is on a much higher status. He has to beat his Yetzer Hara. And when he does, what a madrega. So with this Yisod, the Yetzer Hara only attacks that person who's commanded in a mitzvah. The Yisrael Yaakov is now going to give a pshat In the Gemara, we started off with Pesachim Samechesim Beis. And he says like this. He quotes our Gemara. He quotes the Gemara. That Ilav Hayoyma Dikagarim Kama Yosef Ikibishoka. And he makes an observation. Rav Yosef was blind. We know that from the Gemara, in Baba Kama, Pei Zayin, and Aleph, the Gemara there discusses how Rav Yosef, he talks about making a suda for a person who could prove to him that a suma was patur mitzvos. But it seems clear from the Gemara that Rav Yosef was a suma. He was blind. So if Yosef was blind, Asuma is patur from mitzvah. Asuma is an eino mitzvah va'ose. Asuma is not commanded in mitzvahs. He can keep mitzvahs, but he's not commanded in those mitzvahs. So Yeshua Yaakov explains like this. He says, Heach yitakin Rav Yosef, shahaya anu mikol kima. Rav Yosef, who is the greatest anavim, one of the humblest people, a Gemara in Sota. There's a Gemara in Sota that tells us that Rav Yosef was a tremendous honor. He was a role model in humbleness and anivus. He was with him still in the generation. There was another in the world. Rav Yosef was a tremendous honor. So Yosef Yaakov asked, how could it be that Rav Yosef was a tremendous honor, as we see from the Gemara in Sota, that Mentes Amadeus? How could it be that the Iker of Yosef, Heach Yitakin Shehichzik Toiva Latzman, Ad Shetoimar, Ad Shamar, Kama Yosef Iker Bishoka? Rav Yosef was such an Amar. Then, if he was such an Amar, how could it be that he'd be master, he would take the Torah for his own honor to say, Ilav Hayomakhtikagarim, Kama Yosef Iker Bishoka, without this day, had it not been for Matan Torah, I'd be some average Joe like everybody else. But now that we had the day of Matan Torah, I'm a step ahead of the rest. I'm greater. I'm better. I'm different. Rav Yosef was such an anav. How could such an anav make such a comment that if not for this day, I'd be some average Joe. I'd be like everybody else on the street. But now that we experienced Matan Torah, I'm a step above. Rav Yosef was such an anav. How could he say that? What does that mean? He says, the mashmos of that Gemara is, ika mashmos, the implication of that Gemara is, ha'inyin she'achshav achav she'nasna ha'torah, the after Torah was given, ain't k'mal yisai, there's nobody like him. Rav Yosef, he was a step above the rest. Ba'amnam, but he gives pshat. However, bir hadavar, the explanation of that Gemara, Pesachim Samechesim HaBeis is, lefish Rav Yosef haya gedol be'eina hador Yosef Mishar b'nei Adam. Rav Yosef, in the eyes of the generation, he was great. He was greater than anyone else. But v'tala hadavar lefi shahaya sagi nahar. But he was toila on that. As we mentioned, he was toila that on the fact that he was blind. Why did people think he was so great? Rav Yosef, he said, you know why? It's only because I'm blind. It's only because I was blind. And therefore what? Upater min ha-mitzvah. And he's pater from mitzvah. Asuma is pater from mitzvahs. And therefore, ein yetzer hara mesiso. The yetzer hara doesn't attack him. Because as we mentioned, the yetzer hara only trips up, only attacks, only derails those people who are commanded in mitzvahs. But in mitzvah, like Yosef was in mitzvah, he was blind. So the Yitzhar didn't attack him. So lekach yachol avod Hashem bli maneas, he was able to serve Hashem with no barrier, with nothing holding him back, nothing stopping him. Just the Yitzhar Tov, no Yitzhara. But shar b'nei ador, but the rest of the people of the generation, shehei mitzvahim, who are commanded in mitzvahs, Hayetzahara Mesisa, and the Yetzahara tried to trip them, tried to trip them up, to incite them, to get them not to do mitzvos. Other rabba veros. So like kach yesh behem b'nei adam shetanim me'arkoi, but esek kima mitzvos. Wow, so maybe true. He was the greatest, and other people did not have the same level of kiyum mitzvos that he did. They did not accomplish as much as he did. But what does he say? Ilav hayomit kagarim shehema mitzuvim al kiyum haTorah. If it wasn't for this day of Matan Torah, where they were now also commanded in the Torah, not also, where they were commanded in the Torah, then kama yosik v'shukam. Shekulam haya oivdim Hashem, they'd all be oivdim Hashem. With just the Yetzer Tov. Meaning, Rav Yosef was saying was not gaiva, wasn't haughtiness. What he was saying was because of his anivus, because of his humbleness. He was saying, if it wasn't for this day of Matan Torah, that now everybody was created as a mitzvah osim, and therefore the Yetzer Hara attacks them, had it not been for that, everybody would also be serving Hashem with just their Yetzer Tov, with nothing holding them back. And they would be accomplishing so much. They'd be just like me. Not because he was saying, I'm better than everybody else, but he was saying, no, the only reason I'm able to accomplish what I accomplished is because I don't have Yetzer Hara. But if it wasn't for this day that we were, that Claudius was now commanding mitzvahs, everybody else would also be Ein Metzuvah Ve'Oseh. They would have no Yetzer Hara, and they would be able to be just like me. We'd all be the same. They would be able to be ra'ui, as he says here. They would be ra'ui shu avid Hashem. They'd be ra'ui to serve Hashem. B'mashu hu eino mitzvah as eino mitzvah. I.e. without a Yetzirah. And they would be able to achieve such great heights. But even though it might be true, they would achieve great heights in how many mitzvahs they were mekayeng, in how many avers they stayed away from. But the preciousness of that mitzvah, it would seem that the preciousness of that mitzvah in the eyes of Hashem, I don't think it would compare. It doesn't seem like it would compare. Even though, yeah, regarding the kiyum, they would fulfill mitzvahs, maybe to a greater extent. But I'm not sure. Yishev Zaka was not talking now. I'm not sure that it would be qualitatively the same. And I say that because based off of something we're going to say over now that I heard in a shiur from Waxman. That remember, we said at the beginning that the greatness of Matan Torah is that now we have a Yetzirah, but we also have the ability to overcome that Yetzirah, And that's our abode in this world. Our abode in this world is to overcome the Yetzirah. It's not an easy pass, not a free ride. Our job is to overcome that Yetzer. So I heard this shit from Waxman like this. The Flaxman, he pointed out such an incredible yisod that's so applicable to what we just learned. The pshat in the Gemara, the yisod from the Yishus Yaakov, so applicable. Waxman pointed out like this. He said, the weaknesses we have are what make us great. It gives us opportunities in this world. So you want to love Hashem? You want to love Torah? Where does that love come from? How does one love Hashem? We say every day, V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, that you should serve, you should love Hashem. V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha, you should love Hashem with your entire heart. How does one come to such a madrega? To love Hashem with his entire heart. So Waxman said, the Kadmonim give two explanations of how one could come to b'chol levavcha, to love Hashem with their entire heart. One is, you're a tzaddik, you're a big tzaddik, and you're ma'aser nefesh, and Hashem sees a ma'aser nefesh, so he fills your heart with ava, he fills your heart with love. That's one way. A madrega, that's one way. But he said, there's another way, the Kadmonim, there's another way. And that's when a person, he has temptations, he has desires. And yeah, he's running after everything that the world at large is running after. And he wants to do everything that the world wants to do. But when he turns away from those things, when he says, no, that's not for me, I'm going to turn to Torah mitzvos. I'm not going to run after everything the world's chasing after. At that point, a person's heart becomes full of Avas Hashem. When he turns away from his desires, from his temptations, he brings Avas Hashem into his heart, into his life. And Waxman pointed out an incredible thing. He said, you know what that means? Do you know what that means? That since the world has been created, since Brias HaOlam, there has never been a period in our history that a person has had a greater possibility to have so much Avas Hashem, to fill his heart with so much love. Why? Because the generation we live in is full of so many temptations, so many distractions, so much technology. We have so many possibilities to turn away and to say, that's not for me. Yeah, outside the Kaisa Beis HaMedrash, outside the world outside, they want to run after all those things. They want the billboards. They want the fame. They want the honor. They're running after Hevel Avolim. That's what they want. But I'm going to turn away and say, no. We have it right in our pockets. We have it on the computer. There's so much distraction in life. There's so many opportunities to turn away from temptation, to turn away from distraction, and to turn our focus to turn mitzvahs. And at that point, a person fills his heart with Avas Hashem. All a yid, he said, all a yid has to do is say, I'm not looking for that. That's not the derech I want to go in. I'm looking for the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm looking for Hashem. And he will be filled with Avas Hashem. An Avas Hashem that has never been experienced in this world. Because there's never been a period in time we've experienced, where we have experienced such distraction, such technology, such temptation, desire in this world, that we have the ability that, yes, we're mitzvah, we have mitzvahs, but we have a Yetzirah too. And the Yetzirah tries to distract us and pull us away from that mitzvah, away from our vote in this world, away from our purpose. But we can turn away and say, no, I'm going to turn my focus to Hashem, to our mitzvahs. We fill ourselves with that, with Avas Hashem. Then we strengthen ourselves and give ourselves the strength to overcome the next battle. But it's one battle at a time, one battle at a time. Right? As they say, Rome wasn't built in a day. We can't overcome everything at once. But one battle at a time. So I think it's fitting, whether we're approaching Kabbalah Satara, we've experienced Kabbalah Satara already, we're entering the summer, take one Kabbalah, make a Kabbalah. We should take one Kabbalah on ourselves. A Kabbalah is something, an area we know, we have a temptation, we have a desire, we have a distraction. And to turn away and say, I'm not going to give in. And I'm going to turn my focus to Torah mitzvah. I'm going to use that time for Torah mitzvahs. I'm going to use those thoughts for Torah mitzvahs, whatever it's going to be. Take one thing. Let's fill our hearts with Avas Hashem. And step by step, the fuller we get, That means there's less room inside of us for all those things that distract us, all those things that take us away from our avodas Hashem. Because everybody wants to fill themselves with something. The question is, what are we going to fill ourselves with? So the more we can fill ourselves with Avas Hashem, with Yiras Hashem, then the less room there is for all those other things to creep in. Which be zoche to grow through Kol HaTorah, to grow through being able to turn away from the Yetzirah step by step, to grow as Bnei Torah, to grow as mentioned, and to be Avid Hashem the way we're meant to be. Yes, there's struggles, but with struggles comes the amazing possibility for greatness. Zoch to tap into that greatness. And to make all the plans necessary to make the most of Kabbalah Satara, to make the most of our summer, the extra time we may have in our hands. Or if we don't have this time to find time, we can make the time to massage ourselves, to grow, to be Bnei Aliyah. It doesn't just stop when you leave Yeshiva, but it's a lifetime endeavor. Growing is a lifetime endeavor.